Well, Aparama, as you know, Swingati Wai, and is an influential Māori rangatira, designated Te Pāti Māori candidate for Te Tai Tukarau and co-chair of Te Kahu o Taunui. Now, he's joining us this morning as the Northern peoples are pushing back on what they say is the government using their communities to justify law changes that could strip our people of hard-won representation and local decision-making. Aparama, mihana ka koe, te rangatira, tēnā koe, man. Thanks for joining us today.
Tēnā koe, Dale, acknowledging all those that are listening in to us this morning.
Thank you. And also, may I acknowledge your decision to put your name forward for government. You know, you've been batting hard for a long time for our people in Tai Tukarau, somewhat formalised with your decision to put your hat in the ring as a candidate for Te Pāti Māori. Thank you for doing that. We'll talk of it in a moment as well. Aparama, the minister's pointing to the North, particularly the Far North District Council, as justification for these changes, denying what they're saying is unelected representatives having a right to vote on various committees prior that was in the hands of those committees and those councils. What are you making of central government, again, having this bullying type of swagger going on from Wellington and dictating to local councils how they should operate?
Oh, it's despicable. It's despicable to say the least. It's grossly misleading. And we're just absolutely appalled that the minister would stoop to using our example as a means to validate this move to undermine the will of our region. Our duly elected local councillors have worked diligently with iwi and hapū for some time to establish the model we have, which is te kuaka, and it's known that the role iwi and hapū play with regard to te kuaka is advisory. You know, we caucus, we deliberate, we're able to share and impart insights that we have as hapū and iwi in relation to our environs. And on that note, it puts council in the best place position to make decisions. But that decision-making authority rests with council. What this does is it removes that voice, and so council is essentially moving forward blind in terms of decision making with regard to the view of mana whenua. Tino hera watu tēne.
Yeah, it's look, they might as well throw out the term local government if they're going to dictate everything from Wellington, and local government had some autonomy to decide how they might operate. Now, we know that at the core of everything is relationships. And so if you want to get the best by the people in your constituency, then you need to draw the best information that you can. And that is done by establishing relationships. So if one council wants to have a rangatira Māori sitting around the table because they value his expertise and experience and understanding of Māori concepts, etc., and also afford him an opportunity to vote on those councils, well, so be it. That's the local council decision. What would you say of central government now trying to determine how the councils operate? Indeed, at the moment, forced hands into the amalgamation, etc. Are we witnessing local government's demise and now the big boys from Wellington deciding what goes on back in our communities, Aparama?
Well, that's exactly what it's looking like there, and that's exactly what it's feeling like. I mean, we're hearing time and time again questions around our democracy and the use of that line to legitimise these very changes and attacks on, you know, the principled position this nation should be holding with regard to Te Tiriti o Waitangi and the relationship between rangatiratanga and kāwanatanga. So here you have a classic example where that overreach just comes straight over the top of the people of Northland and undermines those we've elected who have, in good faith, worked with hapū and iwi to establish an arrangement relationship based kaupapa like Te Kuaka that gives voice, gives opportunity for mana whenua voice at the table to influence decision making, to ensure that those decisions are in keeping with the view of mana whenua, or at least takes it into consideration. Removing that voice, you know, to me it just turns the clock back, and also inevitably what will arise is transgression across ngā tapu o ngā hapu, ngā iwi, irunga I te whenua, e ratu ahua katoa, and, you know, it's appalling.
Tēnā koe. Perhaps it'd be beneficial for our kaiwhakarongo, te atanei, Aparahamba, if we could just touch on a little of the history behind Te Kuaka, how it worked in practice, and, you know, what's going to be lost if the decision-making is overridden by Wellington?
Yeah, so with Te Kuaka, some of the iwi have mana whakahono arohe agreements, and through those agreements, their representation in Te Kuaka, and then we also have a collective of iwi in Te Taitokerau, ko Te Kahu o Taonui has representation within Te Kuaka, and some of our hapu have mana whakahono arohe agreements and have representation there also. And so it's a forum wherein we're able to discuss matters of interest to hapu and iwi, but also council. And it's a model that works for us. And we're just, yeah, to say we're appalled is an understatement. It's terrible that the minister would use our model as an example to validate and justify this change, and it's a slap in the face.
Yeah, and it's appropriate that we hear from you, Aparahamba, reflecting on that, using regions for reasons to effect this change, which could have long-term implications, and again, taki the mana of the treaty. I mean, ultimately, that's what we're seeing left, right, and centre, isn't it?
It is, and it's also grossly misleading because the what's implied is that Te Kuaka or the Māori representatives that sit at the table have a level of decision-making authority, which they do not. The determinant in terms of what's deliberated goes back to council, and council makes those decisions. But it's an opportunity to impart unique insights before decisions are made. And so what's the harm of that?
It does play the race card, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And this is the politics of distraction. You say they don't even have voting rights, but yet they're throwing up this idea that they do. It's, again, saying that Māori have an advantage over the rest of New Zealand, this itself being an election issue, and pandering to that centre-right sentiment and the growing populist right political movements globally. Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Māori should have a right to participate in determining those outcomes. But the arrangement at present is that with regard to Te Kuaka, is that matters of importance are discussed and deliberated, and our unique insights are shared, and then those matters are advanced to council table, wherein the elected members make the decision. I can't see the harm in that. In fact, it only but makes sense. And I commend council for taking on board the views and the unique perspectives of hapu and iwi before determining an outcome. And I think that's an honourable practice, and I can't see why something like that would be dismissed. It should be encouraged.
Tēnā koe. Looking forward to joining you too on the Te Kaupapa panel, and again acknowledging, Aparahamba, your decision to throw your hat in the ring for a role in central government. You can stand tall with the mahi you've been doing out in our communities, and now, all going well, November 7, you may get a chance to do so in central government as well. Mihi ana kia koe te rangatira. Thank you, Aparahamba. Look forward to another kōrero soon.
Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi. Te Ngākau, you were 603 Urban Māori.